Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory be to Jesus. John chapter 5, and my prayer this morning is as we look into God's word, the entrance of his word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So John 5 begins with the story of a particular man that has been by the pool of Bethesda for years, you know. For 38 years, you know, and it's so interesting to say that the meaning of Bethesda is house of mercy. Unfortunately, that particular place called Bethesda was not living up to its name. So what would happen is an angel would come, verse 4, down at certain time into the pool and stir up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. You know, and this is a picture of how it was in the Old Testament. You know, before you can receive mercy from God, the priest will have to make intercessions for everyone. And after making that intercessions, the sins of everyone would be forgiven. But in the New Testament, when Jesus came, you know, to die for our sins, he did it once and for all. Now we can come boldly to God to find mercy. So it is no longer something that happens once in a while. Anytime you come to God now, we can get his mercy. And that was exactly what happened to this man. He's been there for 38 years. Imagine that being a picture of the Jews suffering and toiling for several years in the Old Testament unto the coming of Jesus Christ. So the coming of Jesus Christ is to liberate us completely from the hold of sin and sickness and pain, from the hold of the devil. That man has been there for 38 years. What that man needed was the mercy of God, and he received that mercy. Hallelujah. Another thing I want us to pick is the fact that Bethesda was called the house of mercy. So a place called the house of mercy is a place full of sicknesses and diseases. You know, the Bible says in that John chapter 5, that verse 2, now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which in Hebrew is called Bethesda, you know, having five porches. Verse 3, in this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. And we see this as a picture of the church today. The church is supposed to be a place of healing, a place of mercy. But unfortunately, the church has become a place where we have several number of people with sin, with sicknesses, with diseases. But the beautiful thing and the joy that we have is in the fact that in as soon as Jesus comes in, sickness is displaced. So what we need in our churches again is the presence of Jesus. As soon as Jesus comes in, no matter how long that problem has been in anyone's life, that problem will be a bygone in the presence of Jesus. Jesus is the answer, you know, and we can only find freedom when we drop our excuses and we open up sincerely to him. You know, like that man, you know, he had so many excuses. And that's the problem with many believers. You know, he was telling Jesus, you know, every time there is the stirring of water, there is no one to help me, there is no one to do this, you know, full of excuses. Some of us even find excuses for the sins that we commit. Stop giving excuses. Just come to God, tell him to help you, and then God will definitely help you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to allow Jesus to take over. So just surrender that situation to God. Surrender it to Jesus and let him take over completely. Hallelujah. And then we see in continuation of verse chapter 5 that Jesus eventually found the man in the temple, and Jesus said to the man, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So whatever it is that God has done in your life is not a license to sin. Some of you are praying and trusting God for something. As soon as that thing comes, you begin to misbehave. Go and sin no more, lest worse thing come upon you. There are only two people that Jesus gave this commandment to, this statement to: the woman that was caught in adultery and this particular man. You know, and in both cases, Jesus showed them mercy. So the fact that Jesus is showing you mercy is not a license for you to continue in that sin. I pray that Lord God Almighty will help us to acknowledge the goodness of God and not to take God's mercies and goodness for granted. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And then in continuation, I love what Jesus, you know, what he said. He says something very important about the fact that he would never do anything except the things that God asked him to do. Most assuredly, I say unto you, verse 19, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatsoever he does, the Son also does in like manner. And this is how we're supposed to live our life as believers. I mean, you should never do anything outside the will of God. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't just wake up tomorrow and say you want to go ahead and do something. Let God lead you. You cannot live your life all alone by yourself, for yourself. You know, you need to open your ears clearly to what God is saying per time and per season. There is something God is saying to you right now. There is something God is going to say to you after this podcast. God is speaking almost at all times. You need to learn to listen to God to know what he wants you to do per time and per season. So you are not supposed to live your life like your life belongs to you. You are a steward. You are answerable to God. It is whatever God tells you that you're expected to do. I know it might not be very easy, but this is what we have been made to do as believers. I mean, your essence for living is so that you might what show forth the glory of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are supposed to express the glory of God. So this is exactly what we are supposed to be doing as believers. Just surrender yourself completely to God. Let him guide you. Let him lead you. That was exactly what Jesus did. He said, I would do nothing but of myself except the things that my Father wants me to do. May this be our reality in Jesus' name. All right, one more lesson I want us to pick from John chapter 5 is in verse 41. Jesus says, I do not receive honor from men. I do not receive honor from men. I'm going to read it again. I do not receive honor from men. So Jesus is not saying that men will not honor him, but he will not receive honor from men. Don't be so excited about getting honor from people. Some of you, until you get approval from people, you don't ever think you have done well. Until someone tells you you're beautiful, you don't think you're beautiful. Until someone tells you you're intelligent, you don't think you're intelligent. In fact, everything you believe about yourself, there are things that people told you about yourself. Whereas, what you're supposed to believe about yourself are the things that God has said concerning you. So stop looking for honor from men. Stop waiting for the approval of men. What is most important is the approval of God. So don't try to be doing things because you want people to praise you. Do things with the right intention, and that intention is so that you may glorify your Father in heaven. May the Lord give us that grace and that strength to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen.